Well, it's never really easy to report on ourselves here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, but we do this morning because it's a red letter day here. We have a new website with a new web address. Gone is the long and complicated WVPubcast.org, and here comes simply WVPublic.org. Joining us this morning to talk about this new effort is Scott Finn, the Executive Director of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Beth.
So why is a new website so important to bring you in on a Monday morning?
Well,
early.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a new website's important because the web is the third channel for us now. We've for a long time been radio and television, West Virginia PBS. And if anyone has a daughter or a granddaughter like my daughter will know that they don't use media like we do. She rarely watches traditional TV. If she wants something, she goes to the internet, she finds it, and she brings it back. And our new website, WVPublic.org, allows you to do that.
Storytelling on the web is different than it is on radio and television. And many of us here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting have been going through training to figure out the best way to present a story on the web. It really is different than on radio or TV.
That's right. And it, on the web, you can make use of all the different mediums. You can have photographs, you can have video, you can have audio, and also text. And we're really good at that here. And our new website really helps to showcase that. If you go on our website right now, you'll see a whole bunch of photos that Glynis Board took from Ogilvy Fest this weekend, which is a great festival up in Wheeling. Mm-hmm. And that's just one example of what we can do on this new website.
We like to say in radio, we can take you there. We can take our microphones and we can go to Ogilvy Fest and we can present the sounds and immerse you in those sounds. But now you can go to the web and see what you were hearing at Ogilvy Fest. So how are we paying for this, Scott?
It is part of our NPR dues. And so there's no additional cost to this. NPR has set up a whole division to help stations to better present things on the web. And that's to the benefit of both us and our audience and also to NPR, because our dues are what help keep NPR on the air, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's still in its infant stage. We'll warn our listeners, it's still in its baby stage.
There might be a few glitches here and there, and we expect that. If you encounter them, there's a form at the bottom of the page to fill out, or you can always go to our email, which is feedback@wvpublic.org. We're hoping that our audience will help us test this, fix the mistakes, and make it an even better experience.
And that's at wvpublic.org. Scott Finn, Executive Director of the West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth.